on this day, 25th August 1921. O'Duffy on truce. The following statement regarding the shooting of Constable Thomas Keane in Belfast is issued by Commandant Owen O'Duffy, truce liaison officer. Since the beginning of the truce, our people in certain districts of the city have been attacked by mobs, and in order to frustrate such attacks, I found it necessary to send out patrols of two men from the local intelligence department of the IRA. Generally, such patrols were unarmed, but on some occasions, the patrols carried revolvers for their own protection. Volunteers, Fox and Crummy, were acting under my orders. The death took place yesterday of Frederick Fox, who was shot accidentally in Earlswood Road. Deceased was a prominent Gaelic player for the O'Donovan Rossa team. Mr. Owen O'Duffy, as truce liaison officer, stated last night that on the 11th of July, the manager of the Northern Bank, Maher A, County Derry, was held up by armed and masked men and a sum of £1,635 taken from him. On the same day, the manager of the Ulster Bank was held up. Both managers immediately reported the matter to the local RIC without result. The matter was taken up by the local IRA, who eventually succeeded in tracing the cash. Commandant O'Duffy, accompanied by the local IRA officer, has returned the amount in full to the respective managers. No amnesty. Lloyd George. In the House of Commons yesterday, Viscount Curzon, Conservative, asked the Prime Minister whether the same amnesty that had been granted to rebels and convicted murderers in Ireland will be granted to those police and military now in prison and awaiting trial on charges of murder. Mr. Lloyd George, no amnesty has been granted to any prisoner in Ireland, and the second part of the question does not therefore arise. The member is in no doubt referring to the release for a definite purpose of persons in custody who are the elected representatives of Irish constituencies, but this cannot be held to afford any precedent for the release of other persons. The number released is small in proportion to the number of those held in custody in respect of similar offences. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, Lloyd George's pragmatic decision to release certain convicted Republican prisoners in 1921 to enable them to attend the Doyle to consider the British government's peace terms generated anger on the Tory right. In the North, Owen O'Duffy's announcement of IRA police patrols angered the Unionists, whose B specials were suspended under the truce. It was not until November 1921 that the Northern Ireland government finally gained control of security from London, enabling them to mobilise 32,000 armed specials.